Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Heather?
Yes, do I have a number?
Oh, I'm sorry. But maybe you can help us out, sir. We're actually calling as many people as we can. We are calling from national opinion surveys, and we are conducting a national opinion survey. And we would like to ask just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So if you can help us, we would really appreciate it. I know it's a still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Sorry?
Very good.
You will definitely vote?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what's your age, sir?
50.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Now, and please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year. Okay, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated. Mm-hmm. So regardless of have you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Conservative.
That would be Independent for you?
No, Conservative.
All right. Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thanks for sharing. And what specifically makes you say that?
The economy.
Thank you. Notes, moving on.
Now, fuel prices.
Okay. Thank you. Now, in which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Let me give you options. Lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, improving K-12 public school education, immigration and border security, inflation and the economy, protecting our democracy and freedoms, our regulation and reform, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds spot cops accountable, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, healthcare costs, climate change and environmental issues, crime and violence, or protecting abortion and reproductive rights. You can select up to two. Which two would you select?
Economy, and tell me, go over the first couple again.
The first, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, immigration and border security, or improving K-12 schools. Those are the first.
Economy and border security.
Border security. All right. Thanks for sharing. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Approve.
And would you say that you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or growing, or getting worse?
Worse.
Thanks for sharing. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I could care less. I'm mostly staying about the same.
Okay. Thanks for sharing. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Can I put something else in there?
Sorry?
Can we put something else in there?
You can tell me either very often, often, not often, or not at all.
Not often.
All right. Thank you. How often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not at all?
Not often.
All right, thank you. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Same.
Same, okay. Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, you can also let me know. Or if you have never heard. So what's your opinion about the National Rifle Association, or NRA?
I'm going to say about 90.
90, thank you. And your opinion about the Republican Party?
75.
Is that 75?
Yep.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
0.
Donald Trump?
75.
Thank you. Tim Scott?
0 opinion, never heard.
All right. Black Lives Matter?
0.
Cornel West?
Cornel West?
Yes.
Don't know who that is.
Right. And the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
Never heard of it, but I'd say a 0.
All right. Thanks for sharing. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were the Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden, Cornel West, or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thanks for sharing. Now, how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? You can tell I'm not very worried, somewhat worried, not too worried, or not at all.
I'm not worried.
Okay. Now, I like to read you some statement about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. And you can tell me either you strongly agree or disagree, or somewhat agree or disagree. Here's the first one.
Okay.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. What's your level of agreement there?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. The government should do more to lessen racial inequality in our society.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly disagree.
Gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
Strongly disagree.
Your heritage, tradition, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
Disagree.
American democracy is under major threat now.
Strongly agree.
America is on the path to another civil war.
I'm going to be neutral.
Neutral, okay. Thanks for sharing that. Let me move on. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
That's racist.
Okay. So would you support it or oppose it? Or?
Well, you're asking me something that's racist. If you're going to identify somebody by color, that's racist.
All right. So you are not even opposed or support, right?
No, I'm opposed to it.
Okay. Would you say strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. We are right now at 57% of the survey. That means that we're really close to finish. I appreciate your time here. Let me move on to the next question. So I'm going to read you some statements some people have made about the country. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A, Other people say America's trend is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our school that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than on unity, with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Or statement B, some people say America's strength is its diversity. That we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. So which of the two statements do you agree with more? The A or
the first one?
First one. Would you say much more A or somewhat more A?
Much more A.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree that it's being undermined or under threat. A 5 means that you somewhat agree. And a 0 means that you do not think it's being undermined or threatened at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. It is the first one. Freedom to protest the police or government. From 0 to 10?
Saying it's being undermined?
Correct. 10 means that you strongly agree that it's being undermined. 5 means that you somewhat agree. And 0 means that you do not agree it's being threatened or undermined at all.
I'm going to say a 2.
Number 2? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next one is the right to bear arms.
Yes, that's been, I'm going to say a 9.
9, okay. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
Zero.
A commitment to Christian ideals.
10.
Police that treat everyone the same.
0.
Immigration to this country.
Explain more.
Is it 5?
No. Saying this has been threatened?
Correct.
We don't need immigration. I'm going to say a 0.
All
right. We got too much of it now.
Thank you. And equal economic opportunities for all?
0.
All right. Thank you for sharing that. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to this country. Please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10 again. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. A 5 means that you somewhat agree. And a 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can still use any number. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. 0 to 10, how much do you agree?
7.
Thank you. And the next one is, over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the current majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, reject the student debt relief, and open the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need
a Supreme Court. Let's stop. Put a zero.
All right. Thank you. All right, now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that you are not at all...
I'm going to vote. It's going to be a 10.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. And switching gears a little bit here, the last few questions are statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
14, 15.
All right. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Living with a partner.
All right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very conservative.
All right. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several
every
times
week.
A year. Every week.
Every
okay.
week.
How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No, that's it.
Thank you for sharing. All right, well, actually, the survey is done. Thank you so much for your time, sir, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your night. Take care.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.